Hare Krishna, I once again welcoming you all to the Bhakti Sangha Jabba conference call. So today we will be moving on to our next session, that is Srimad Bhagavatam, which will be given by His Grace Samik Rishi Prabhuji, which is the Bhagavatam verse will be from 10 to 5, chapter 26 and text 24, which is explaining about the hellish planets. And so before giving the call to Prabhuji, I will hand over the call to Sureshwar Shyam Prabhuji to give a brief introduction about His Grace Samik Rishi Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Over to you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for joining the call. Please accept my humble obeisances, sir.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanavad Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. His Grace Samik Rishi Prabhuji is a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Being a doctor by profession, Prabhuji has done immense services to the devotee community and served the society by donating for lots of projects. For example, he donated the deities in Philadelphia temple and has made 3,000 temple units that serve as an altar in the villages. Prabhuji has also served as the temple president of ISKCON New Jersey for 15 years. Prabhuji is known for his simplicity and humility. Prabhuji is now an initiating guru in ISKCON. Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, back to you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna and Sureshwar Shyam Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a brief introduction about His Grace Samik Rishi Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Samik Rishi Prabhuji. I'm seeing you. Hare Krishna Samik Rishi Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and association today for the Bhagavatam class. The class will be from 10 to 5, chapter 26. And text 24, which is explaining about the hellish planets. So please accept my humble obeisances. Over to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, you have to unmute yourself.
वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि घोरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
हरे कृष्णा प्रभुजी प्रभुजी कैन यू हियर मी प्रभुजी? Yes, yes, Prabhu, but your internet is very low. Yes, yes, Prabhu, your internet is very low. Can you off your camera? Maybe that will help you, Prabhuji.
Okay. Okay. Let
Thank
me
you,
stop
Prabhuji.
The camera.
Thank oh, you so much, Prabhu.
Okay. Is it better now?
Yes, Prabhuji, it's better now.
Okay. Okay. So we'll be reading text number 24, 10 to 5, chapter 26. Srimad Bhagavatam, the hellish planets. So many other hellish planets description has been given before, and there are 28 hellish planets has been given in Srimad Bhagavatam in this the canto. So we'll read text number 24. Ye dvihave swagarda bhapatayo brahmanadayo mragaya vihara atirthecha mragani ghanti tanapi संपरे तालश्य भूतान्य मपुरुषा इशुभिर विद्यन्ति। Those who I mean, so it is talking about some previous verse. It is related to previous. Ye, one sentence start from ye means those who does such and such thing or who has done before. So we'll read just the translation and purport. If in this life a man of higher classes, that is Brahman, Kshatriya, and Vaishya, is very fond of taking his pet dogs, mules, or asses into the forest to hunt and kill animals unnecessarily. He is placed after death into the hell known as Pranarodha. there, the assistants of Yamraj make him their targets and pierce him with arrows, purple. In the Western countries, especially aristocrats keep dogs and horses to hunt animals in the forest. Whether in the West or the East, aristocratic man in the Kali Yuga adopt the fashion of going to the forest and unnecessarily killing animals. Men of higher classes, the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, should cultivate knowledge of Brahman, and they should also give the Shudras a chance to come to that platform. If instead they indulge in hunting, they are punished as described in this verse. Not only are they pierced with arrows by the agents of Yamraj, but they are also put into the ocean of pus, urine and a stool described in the previous verse. So, this description of hellish planets are given very vividly because people would be afraid of doing some simple activity if there is nothing shown that what would be the result of your simple activity. Sin and pious, these two kinds of activity. So simple activity are those which is against the Vedic religious principles or Vedic or Sanatana Dharma, are not with, like it is not in line with the scriptures like Bhagavad Gita, Manu Samhita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita are in the life of different devotees or worship. So we have to know what is sinful and what is not sinful. So that they are talking about this river that you have to cross, people who are sinful, that is called Vaitarni Nadi. There is Virja Nadi and Vaitarni Nadi. Virja Nadi, that is the separation that is after the covering of all the universes. And then there is one thicker than the 10 times thicker than the lower ones, like earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, ego. These 8 layers are there, which Krishna traveled, taking Arjun to the not just Vaikuntha Loka, to the Virja River, where Mahavishnu is lying down. Mahavishnu wanted to see Krishna because Krishna is more beautiful. Krishna is the source of Mahavishnu. So he brought him, and that river, that Vaitarni River, is made of pus, urine. The sites are made with the bones. There is so much mucus, so much like bile, and it's so filthy. And there are many, many plants that blocks your way. And it's almost 800 miles width and quite long. This Yampuri, or where that Vaitarni Nadi takes you, is below all the Tal, Atal, Sutal, Vital, Talatal, and Patal. And below that, below the Patal, is this kind of river. And it's horrible. And one cannot cross very easily. People think that if they donate some cow, they donate, but cow is all right. Sometimes they give the cow up, like which is disabled, or cow which does not give milk, and they donate to a Brahman and thinking that they will hold the tail of the cow and they will be able to reach easily to Yampuri. But it's not that easy. But before dying, if one donates a cow, if one builds a temple, if one takes care of some Vaishnavas or Brahmanas, so it may be reduced. And there is soul like leaves are there. Asipattavan. That in this, there is a Asipattavan sword. It's like a sword. It cuts off your body. So there is a suffering body. Now your body is lying here. But the soul, one who has done a simple activity, there is a covering that has been given that is for suffering. Suffering in the hellish planets. Otherwise, people cannot tolerate that even for a few hours or half an hour or 1 minute even. Because somebody who are doing, they are put on the boiling oil or they are stuck to a hot iron rod or many, many different things. So Vaitarni River, so this, all these descriptions are there in the scripture just to alert us that by doing something wrong, that there is some suffering is awaiting. People don't think that there is something tomorrow or something would happen to me. They feel just complacency that whenever you are alive, eat, drink, and be merry. Yavat jivet, sukham jivet, rinam kratva, kratam pivet. So just drink the dhrat or ghee and don't worry about anything. But there was a hunter in his, like there is hunting is was done like Maragrari. You hear about him quite Maragrari is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Maragrari was a cruel man. He was son of another, his father, they were all doing the same business. So he was killing the animals half killed, and he liked the crying of the animals when they are suffering and writhing in pain. So he hears that and he feels very pleasant in that atmosphere. So one day Narad Muni was passing by, and when he saw this kind of act, he became very compassionate to this man. And he went to him, and because of him, so many animals that he was trying to shoot, they ran away. And Maragrari became very angry. But then he came more close by, and Maragrari thought that he's looking for some skin or hide or something. But then he told that, wait a minute, I just want to ask you a question. That the way that you are killing these animals and they are suffering, so you also have to go through the same way. So first he said that you just kill them fully, that way they don't suffer. But he says, no, I like that, their cry, their writhing and their suffering. And but he said that, so he showed him by his mystic power, he showed him the hellish planets and what would happen to him, that these animals would become the man and you will become these animals. Since not just one life, hundreds of lives, actually, if we kill 1 million animals, then 1 million times he has to take a birth as that particular animal, and that animal will become a man and he will kill him. So he was very much afraid, and he paid because of the Narad Muni's influence and his purity. He asked, well, how I can get relief from all this, what I should do. So he showed him the mantra of chanting the holy name of the Lord and putting Tulsi and Om chanting, and that way he was freed from the reaction of this hellish planet. So that is, we see that Valmiki and also was killing, and even Ajamil also was, he became when he was a devotee, but later on he was taking arrow and go to hunt the animals and bring the animals and he will eat. And but because of the chanting the name of Narayan, his own son Narayan, he was saved. Valmiki was saved in the same way. He could not even speak the name of Ram. He was just saying Mara Mara, because people whom he will kill or whom he will hurt, they will say Mara Re, I'm just dying. So he will do it that way. And but then Narad Muni was compassionate. He showed him that you just chant Mara Mara, because later on when you chant many times, it becomes Ram Ram rather than Mara 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 Mara. So it becomes the same way. One may say that even Arjun and Lada Shiva, Arjun, there was a big animal that was a big pig, you may say. And Arjun and Shiva, Lada Shiva, wanted to give some weapons to Arjun, but he tested it. So Arjun and Shiva both threw an arrow to this animal, and then he died. But then they were saying that, no, it was my, he died because of my arrow. Both were fighting, and he fought in such a way, Arjun, that Lord Shiva became very happy. He came in his form, and then he gave up Pashupatastra. Because Lord Shiva is anyway Vaishnavana, he thought somebody wanted to help him. Just see that Arjun's party, they win, and so he did that. Lord Ram also went for hunting, and sometimes Krishna and Arjun would go for hunting. But the Kshatriyas, they go for hunting to learn the art of hunting, not to kill the animal. Animals are killed in the some yagya, Ashwamedh yagya, Gomedh yagya. But these are prohibited in Kali Yuga. In previous days, when you give sacrifice to this animal, then by the mantras, they will come to a new old animal is killed, and the new animal would be brought back. So one may say that we kill the plants and crop, but plant killing, they don't have that much sensitivity, and that is meant for us. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yume bhaktya prayachati. So sometimes people blame. So this is, so animal, this killing of this plant is something different than killing some animals. Animal killing is prohibited in the Shastra, and one should not engage in this, otherwise we would see the same way the hellish planet has been described in this Prana Rodha and Prana Rodha of hellish planets. So we are really Krishnatarians. We offer, like we may take what we offer to Krishna. Krishna does not incur any kind of simple activity because he is the Supreme Lord. So if you offer to Krishna to eat that as a prasad, as his mercy, then there is you don't get the reaction of killing plant or picking up the fruits, cutting the plant. We don't suffer in that way. So one has, otherwise there will be a simple reaction, although it may not be the same reaction as killing some animals who has a flesh and blood. And this plant food is meant for the human being's consumption. You may say other animals are also killing some other animals, whether by teeth or by arrow, doesn't matter, but they are being killed. But that is a completely different story. That is the natural food for them. Krishna has made arrangement, jivo jivasya jivanam, that one jiva is a food for another. So, but for human being, for whole body consciousness or whole body structure is meant to take vegetarian food and not animal food. So one may say that cutting, like sometimes cutting nails and hairs, but they are not live, and one can do that. That is the meant for this. So we have this four propensity: eating, sleeping, mating, depending on we are hunger, sleep, fear, and mating or producing children. But it says to be done according to the religious principles. Some agnostics, they say that Lord Ram ate meat. But that is not true, that he was in the jungle and forest, and he was, why he will kill or go and hunt for this golden deer. But that was just Sita Maharani's request, that she wanted to keep this beautiful deer in her palace rather than her eating meat. That was never mentioned, but some wrong people, they blame that Lord. In the Ramayana also, there is a description that Agastya Muni was passing by. And there was Ilval. Ilval was a demon, and he used to kill the Brahmanas by feeding his brother, Balval and Ilval, I think two brothers. So he will make a feast, he will kill his brother. But he had this Sanjivani Vidya, and he knew that by Sanjivani Vidya, his brother will make him alive. So one time the same scheme was done. Means that they will mix in such a way that it would look like a vegetarian food. Nowadays, they are making vegetables that taste like meat. Hamburger, like a vegetarian burger and all these things. That was not there in the past, but now they are bringing. But there is no need. You can develop nice taste for vegetarian food also. There is no need for that. So hunting is for training in the previous, like Parikshit Maharaj, he went for hunting, become very, very tired. And then he put with the arrow, his arrows, point of the arrow, he picked up a snake, dead snake, and put on the body or neck of Shamigrishi. So those descriptions we read that there was hunting. And when I went to Minneapolis at that site, and where there were American Indians, and what they were saying, that there used to be Britishers and other from Western countries, they will come and they will hunt buffaloes, wild buffaloes. They will go in a train, which will go on its slow motion, and then through that, they will throw bullets or arrows, mostly arrows also, and they will kill all these buffaloes. Even black, like this slaves, when they were brought, they were also hunted. Yes, they suffer and they will kill with the arrows. So this kind of cruelty, people, unless they read Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, they have training properly, that Prabhupada brought so beautifully and so much widespread that has been done. So people understand that there is a waiting, hellish planets are waiting for them if they don't listen. But still many people, they need this science of Krishna consciousness. So much far and wide. It should be spread, it should be taught, it should be school should be there, people should go town to town. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted that, that my name will be heard in every town and village. Prakriti Ate Acha Nagradi Gram Sarvatra Prachar Hove More Naam. So, Dharma Vyad, where there is sometimes description of a Dharma Vyad, he used to hunt before, but then he became so much religious, and some people would go and take darshan of him. And so one can be, even if there were a Vyad in the past life, but our previous lifetime, in the previous time on the same age, then they could be also purified by the process of Krishna consciousness. It is sense of like we people eat meat because of like arrows and eat meat because they have developed a taste for the meat, but it is completely adharmic. So Vraspati's son, he had a son by name Kach. And this Kach will, and I was telling about this Ilval, so let me finish that story. That Ilval will kill his brother, and then because of this Sanjivani Vidya, he will bring, and then he will feed that to the, some Brahmanas or others, and then he will open the stomach of the person by Sanjivani Vidya, he will chant some mantra, and he will come out, and the whomever he fed the meat, he will die. In this way, he did the same thing to Agastamuni. Agastamuni digested his brother completely, and there was nothing else was remained in that way. And there was an end of his brother, the demonic people. So one time, Vraspati's son Kach, Kach was sent to Shukracharya because he knew about this Sanjivani Vidya. So he sent to him and he served him very, very nicely. And then whenever, so because of his mild nature, because of his service attitude and respect to Shukracharya, he agreed to teach him and teach him this Vidya. But meanwhile, Devyani, Shukracharya's daughter, became and fall in love with this Kach, Vraspati's son. The Shukracharya was married to Indra's daughter by name Jayanti. And this, but later on, this Devyani, who fell in love with Kach, she was married to Yayati. And then Yadu, the son Yadu and Purvasu, is the son of Devyani and Yayati. And that Yadu once, that where Krishna appeared, is from this Yayati and the Yadu. So this what happened to the Kach? Kach one time Shukracharya was teaching, then demons were not really his disciples. Shukracharya's disciple was not very happy that he will teach him this science of to make them alive again. So they fed him in his meals. So they killed the Kach, and Kach they fed him in his meals, and he was in the body of the stomach of Shukracharya. Shukracharya. So Shukracharya only made some mantras that where are you, Kach? Come to me. But what he did that many times because they were killing Kach. So this is all history, and it is all given somewhere either in the Ramayana, Ramcharitmanas, in other books. And just because of the arrow and hunting and how they suffer. So anyway, this science was there, and so Shukracharya taught him in the stomach, and then he said that I will die when you will come out by cutting off my stomach, and then you chant these mantras that I'm teaching you, and then I will become alive. And he did that. So we see in Ahimsa Paramo Dharma, Dharma Hinsa Tathayavacha. Ahimsa is the naturally is Param Dharma, that you should not kill an animal. And Buddha came for that purpose particularly. To teach people Ahimsa Paramo Dharma. Even Jainism is also based on Ahimsa Paramo Dharma, but also Dharma Hinsa that if there is a religious, if you have to kill religiously, to have some establish a king like Lord Krishna did that, then that is then sometimes hinsa is also necessary. Ahimsa, satya, steya, there are many, many verses about ahimsa. And, but Buddha, he denied, like, how that Buddha and how this Vedic principle, he denied that there is no Vedic, according to the Vedas, they were killing animals.
I'm giving the class, I cannot talk right now. So, he asked me to talk to my wife. Ram also is the people. Yeah.
So, talk to the Ram, he is the people. So, this, sorry for interruption. I'm in India and there is so many people, they come in the evening hours. So, about Bodhic Buddha or Buddha religion, that was quite a bit at that time. At that time, Buddha, he denied that don't accept any his scriptures, just accept my word. And he was become very famous at the beginning, but gradually when Buddha, then Shankaracharya came and he established back again about the Vedas. And so Vedic principles established back again. And later on, but that was also according to Mayavad philosophy, spread Mayavad philosophy, because that is Krishna wanted him to spread this Mayavad philosophy. So later on, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, others, Sampradaya, they came and they established gradually the Vedic principles, Sanatana Dharma. And that is our main purpose of this Sanatana Dharma. And we should follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, took main substances from all these four Sampradaya. Brahma Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, and Kumar Sampradaya. So he took and then he established this Achintya Veda Veda. So, according to like me, our purpose, and I will give a little bit about this. Yeah, different kinds of hellish planets that you have been reading and going through from so many verses that has been given. And as I said, that these are Prana Road, that is Yamdudas making their target and piercing with arrows. If men of the higher caste classes take their pet dogs and asses to hunt and kill animals unnecessarily, then this is the result. And that is happening. They give in America and other countries license to kill the animals. But animals, they have also the right to live. Even for the deer, bears, they say that it will become too many. And but they have a natural way up there, and there are predators, they will take care of them. And it is not a duty of the human being to license and kill so many animals. And they have to incur the simple activity. Even if you kill an ant, there is a resultant reaction. What to say about these higher animals? So it's the wrong way. The government should also follow scriptural injunctions, and they should also understand what is the scripture say. Dharma to sakshat bhagat pranitam. Krishna has given this rules and regulation, and we should follow, just like the book comes with any new instrument or equipment. So this, our Vedic scriptures, is the law book for the mankind to follow. And without that, we fall to the trap of this in the material world. And we rotate to so many species of lifetime, after lifetime. So this Prayodhya. So we have to follow at least even one this principle that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that how we could be free from this material world, how we could just, you go to this hellish planet, and then again, when you come back out of that, you go through so many 8.4 million species of life. Then again, you take Krishna, by the mercy of Krishna, we get a human birth again. And then again, we forget, just like there is a big fort, and then there are 8.4 million fire, and so smoke, and this man becomes almost blinded. I could get out from the sky and see. So he voted for
not able to hear anything. Network problem?
I think he got disconnected.
Prabhuji will be problem. Back. Prabhuji will be back. Prabhuji will be back. Please.
So the way to get out of this hellish problem? They follow those, like there are 64 items of devotional service. But he has given us this one simple. So we have to turn our face towards Krishna. Sadhu Shastra Krishna, Prapaya, Yadi Krishna Unmukh Hai, Sei Jivan Istare Maya Tahare Chhada. The Maya will give you out. So it is not Maya that is keeping us in the material world. It is, she is testing us. She is a pure devotee of the Lord. She is testing us and letting us know what is our duty, what we should do. And that her Kali Yuga, the chanting is the best process. But Maya would not keep us. It is, we are free. We are free to choose Krishna or free to be under Maya. So we should be under Krishna. And so there is Jiva Maya and she covers our intelligence. So even one time, Krishna Kumar, Yadi, this is from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Yadi Bale Ekaba, Maya. Maya Bandha Haite Krishna Kare Karenta, that we could become free from Maya. If we chant even once purely Krishna's name, then we could be free. And you may say that we are Krishna conscious. That is innate, built in us, but it has been covered and it has to be uncovered by chanting. Maya Mugdha Jivar Nahi Swatar Krishna Gyan. Jivara Krapaya Kel Krishna Veda Puran. Krishna himself came as Vyasdev and he is giving us this Veda and Puran. That is for the mercy of Krishna. We cannot know the Maya Mukha Jiva, one who has been hunted by Maya. He would not have that knowledge. And that has to be spread. So why there is a need for a spiritual master, a guru or sadhu who could teach him what was to be done, what has to be done. Shastra Guru Atma Rupya Apana Jnanam Krishna Mukha Prabhutra Atma Jivira Hai Jnanam. But Shastra Guru, they all give the knowledge that Krishna is our protector. Krishna is the one who will prata, he will make me without this suffering in the material world that we have been suffering. So he will give us this knowledge. And this Yuga, Kali Yuga, is for Naam Sankirtan. And so we should just chanting is the process and associating with two. If you had to choose what two things that we have to do, is that is chanting and association with devotees. If you attend temples, naturally all the five items that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave out of 64 items, that is living in dham. One may say that dham living is like Vrindavan dham or Jagannath Puri or living in Mayapur. But even that also, Prabhupada also said that the temples are oasis for us. That wherever there is temples, where Krishna's name is chanting, the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam is being read, they are also have, may not be the same effect because Krishna directly was there. But it is still, if you cannot go and live in this dham, then necessarily you could live around the temple or in the temple and serving in the temple. That could also protect you from going to this, degrading yourself. So, these five items are the Dhamvas, like Vakravas or Vrajmandalvas, chanting the holy name of the Lord. Diti Seva, Diti is Krishna himself. Ditis are not like Ditis. It's not just a statue, but we should have that kind of faith in the heart and serve in that way. It may take some time to have that, but it will come in Krishna practice. So, Mathura Vas, chanting the holy name. This Diti Seva, Bhagavatam, readings from the Bhagavatam, and Vaishnava Seva are associated with devotees. So with this association of devotees are living around the temple, all the five items could be done very, very easy. And one should try to stay in association of devotees. Without association, then we concoct or we may have so many thoughts, which is not really correct. So many concoctions, so much makeup things that people, they make up, you do this, you do this. But the best way is to follow Krishna's verdict that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us, and we can. So Krishna, so in this way, so one should live very simply. One should, if you want to make a spiritual advancement, you should think that the death, you should keep the death in front of you, come in the next moment. But if you want to materially be happy, you should think that you will never die. So Prabhupada was saying this, the philosophy means to always keep death in front of you. That is the philosophy. That way you won't do any sinful activity. And that is true also. Death could come at any moment, any time. But so we should, and we, it's to be children, it's not that you have to become old to die. And the young people also die. So we have to try to save ourselves from birth, death, old age and disease. So that is Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi. That is, so intelligent person will always keep this in mind, that is there in any life. So because of his Krishna consciousness, he is not afraid of death. That is, so Prabhupada says, death is coming, that's all right. What is wrong there? Provided many people would say, what is wrong there? He knows that after giving up this body, I'm doing. But our devotees, they know that they are never afraid of any. They know that they are going to Krishna. If they die, they are going to Krishna. That is the beauty of Srila Prabhupada's teaching, that there is no fear. Like all these four things, birth, death, old age and disease, you won't take birth again, you won't get old in the spiritual kingdom, you won't get disease, it's not there, disease is absent, and then your jatha deham punarjanma naiti mam, you won't have to come back to this material world. And so, the one who is not afraid of changing bodies is called Dhira. Is not destroyed even after there is a cause for the disturbances. So Chanakya Pandit is also advising that to the materialist in an ironic way, that material happiness is delusion. Like if you think that there is a happiness, then really there would be so many things. In the beginning it looks like sweet or nectar, but it would be a poison. So anything material, it looks very alluring, but in the end, naturally, there will be many, many difficulties. So try to control the senses and stay in Krishna consciousness, and this shooting arrows and all these things. Shastra gives us from many, many points, different things. Many ways, Shastra and Sadhu. So they don't tell you so many by analogies, and that one comes up to the point that we should become Krishna conscious. We should chant the holy name of God. Live simply. Help other jiva souls, jiva daya. We should have a taste for the holy name. We should become tolerant like a tree. Even if somebody is hurting you, then we might have hurt somebody in the past. So now that we are getting the reaction, and then that matter is getting finished. So Shastra tells us many, many ways. There is I was just reading some article. Three ropes that binds us, and also there is a snake play that people play. But anyway, I would not go through all that. So these five processes that we were talking, one should follow. One could do it anywhere, wherever you are. One can follow on all those topics. And I will end here. If you have any questions or comments, then we can discuss about this hellish planet conditions that devotee really should not have to worry about, because they are following Krishna consciousness, and these hells are to make people afraid that these different hellish planets are being given, and that way we don't have to go there if we upgrade. I told you about the Vaitrani Nadi, and there is another river, it's called Virja Nadi. There is a big difference. Virja Nadi is to take you to Karan Samudra. But Virja Nadi is the water from Ganges is coming from Virja Nadi. That is Karan Samudra, where Mahavishnu lies down, and this Vaitrani Nadi. And Vaitrani Nadi that takes you to the hellish planet, that is the river that has been described in the previous verse. So, verse, school, and different things are there. Pyodha, Pyodh Narak, the hell named Pyodh. One is forced to eat his stool, urine, pus, mucus, saliva, and other abominable things. This is about this Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Anyone who does that, now everybody is a Shudra. And just by taking the chanting, that one can purify and come to the level of Brahman, Kshatriya, or Brahman, or Vaishnava. Vaishnava is beyond all these designations. So we should not feel that, oh, he's a low caste, he's Shudra, and he has to go through. No, anybody is capable of serving Krishna, coming to Krishna consciousness. And one does not have to be afraid of all these hellish planets. Thank you so much for giving me opportunity to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam verses. Any verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, even you read half verse, one line, it makes you purified from your heart. Your journey to speech of the world, or at least your starts, whether in one lifetime or more lifetime, doesn't matter, it depends on your speed.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful class. So just you were saying, this verse is saying about the Vaitarani river, where it's filled with mucus, bile, pus, stool, urine, everything is there. So even I have read, even in this Garuda Puran somewhere, so it's told that the soul actually, as it is told in Bhagavad Gita, the soul cannot be cut or burnt or anything cannot be done. But the soul will suffer after it leaves the body according to the sinful actions which it has taken. So it will be again and again, it will be cut again, the soul will come again, which means it will join again, will suffer the pain. So that is really, right. It's more, 100 times more than the pain which the living being is suffering in the material world. So if we suffer, if we do some simple action to someone unknowingly, so that's punishment is always there. Each and every action which we are doing in this material world, there is a reaction in the hellish planet. So that's what we are moving on through these verses. So, and Vraja Nadi is just above the universe where Mahavishnu is lying. So, and you were saying about Arjuna Krishna took Arjuna to this Vraja river to see Mahavishnu. And then
you summarized very nicely.
Yes, thank you so much, Prabhuji, for that wonderful class. Then there was a fight. You say about the pastime of Mrigari, and then the atonement will be what atonement Naradaji told, and then Najamila, then Valmiki, then Arjuna and Shiva. They were fighting, in which Shiva got impressed about Arjuna. And then, so the Kshatriyas who are hunting is just an art, but simple, a common man hunting will cause a sin. So, and then you were saying about the Bilwal, that pastime, he killed his brother and used his Sanjeevani mantra. So all those things you were saying, so very nice, Prabhuji. And lastly, you were saying about some 5 points, like the material is, world is like a nectar, it will begin and it will pass a poison. And then we have to control the senses, and be in Krishna consciousness. And then we have to help others, which is Jiva Daya. And then we have to be tolerant, so like a tree. So if we do, if we react to them, then again we will have to suffer. So if somebody tells something about us, we shouldn't react. So if we react, then further also the suffering is there in the hellish planet. So very nice, Prabhuji. But the devotees don't have to worry, which you told lastly, the devotees don't have to worry. So it is, because they are in Krishna consciousness, so they don't have to worry. They just have to chant. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such an enlightening class. And so devotees, the forum is open for questions. So please go ahead with your questions. Shukrikar Prabhuji, please go ahead. Hare Krishna.
Samiriksha Prabhuji, wonderful class. So many things you covered in just 30 minutes. Fantastic. Now my question is, Prabhuji, I'm in the movement for the last 32 years. I got the initiation from Jagtatva Maharaj. I'm in Chennai. So about the chanting, we know that our spiritual life started with chanting, and we are hopeful that we'll end with chanting to go back to Godhead. But that concentration or absorbed chanting, it sometimes comes, most of the time doesn't come. Can you tell, you are an initiating guru and you are a Prabhupada disciple, so you know exactly how we can chant nicely, better. In the Brahma Muhurtam we are chanting, but not able to get fully 16 down, you are not able to listen, you are not able to hear. We want your support, your advice, and your blessings, Maharaj.
Thank you for this nice question, Prabhuji. I asked the same kind of question that was in 1973, April 1. I went to see Srila Prabhupada in New York City. He came just for a day, and his suggestion was that you go on chanting with a regular, like if you are chanting 16 rounds, you chant 16 rounds. So numericals also has the effect. It's not that I can't chant nicely, so let me just chant less number. And then try to focus, bring the back again and again to hear the sound. So if you hear the sound, what you are speaking, then that will also make effect. Then the timing, and many people have advice that it should be on the Brahma Muhurta, sitting in one place, or maybe if you are walking. So the food is also what you eat, the atmosphere, it has to be clean. And so many other things, they make the effect on this chanting. And so one has to follow. There are so many different rules are given, so many books have been written about chanting. Sachidananda Maharaj, and sometime you can attend this where they chant 64 rounds, and they give lot of instruction. Gordon Eco Village has these conferences, but in Giriraj also, they have this Burijan Prabhu and Sachidananda Maharaj, and they give the classes at that time, Kartik time, just after Kartik. So you could register there and attend one of those, and that happen even in the West also. So that will all help us in chanting seriously, chanting lovingly, chanting attentively. So that is necessary, because without chanting, Bahu Janma Kare Yadi Shravana Kirtana Tabu Tana Payak Krishna Pade Prema Dhana. That for many, many lifetimes, if you just chant with offenses, then naturally. So one should live simply, behave properly, no Vaishnava Prad, and protect ourselves from Dhamma Prad, or chant Nama Prad, or Aprad to any Vaishnava. So temple Aprad, like Diti Seva Prad. So if we protect ourselves from all of this, then naturally, but it is a gradual process. We have been in the material world and then trying to enjoy, thinking that is all in all. So we have to give up that enjoying propensity and try to, whatever, according to the nature, according to the, you may say destiny or whatever we get, we have to be satisfied. Never try to. Okay.
Prabhuji, just it went very good. I could get the answer. But now one good advantage, Prabhuji, is now, because after this corona has come, it has become like a karuna, we are having this Zoom chanting. So from Zoom, 4 o'clock to 6:30, we are all chanting. So somehow we are able to just brightly chant without sleeping, and we are able to listen, and others chanting also coming in our ears. So it is nothing wrong, no? We are listening. they are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Another Prabhu Mataji, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So everything is coming together. So is it okay that we are chanting together 2.5 hours? Just wanted your, because alone that enthusiasm is not there. So what do you give as a Prabhupada disciple? You have got more correctness in your understanding. So do you approve this?
It's okay if you cannot chant alone. It's a good, like either you could go to the holy dham and chant, or, but that is okay. You could chant together. That is Sankirtan. Yes. Chanting together is a Sankirtan. So yes. This Zoom, and so you are coming and you are in touch with other devotees also who are all very sincere. So
around 50 devotees every day morning, Guru Maharaj.
That's very nice. Very nice. Okay.
Thank you. Thank for your blessings. Aapka aashirvaad chahiye. We need your blessings. Please. Aapke charan dhool
association of everyone and encouragement from everyone, each other.
Charan dhool we want.
Glad that you are asking.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Swami Krishna Prabhu ki jai ho. Thank you.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.
Thank you, Anita Mataji. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Shukadev. Actually, you are the one who has started this chanting session also for Brahma Muhurta every day. So, and with the Namamrita class for all of us. So, it's very nice actually going. It's really relation. I really thank you so much for that, for making that happening. And thank you so much, Swami Krishna Prabhuji, for that wonderful answer. Shukha Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandar Pranams. Thanks for the beautiful class. I just have one question, Prabhuji. You were saying regarding the hellish planet. It's not possible. Naturally, after death, we shed this body, but you were mentioning that we get another kind of special body to withstand all those pains in the hellish planets. Can you please elaborate? I was not clear on that because the voice is coming and going, so it was not too clear to me.
Sorry. Okay, no, it is a suffering body that we have been given because the soul cannot be hurt, cannot be burned, cannot be dissolved. So that is the natural, but in its a pure state. But soul gets another body. Although everything is felt by the soul, but because of our connection, very close connection, attachment to the mind, because the mind and this is like so close together. So whatever happens in the mind, we feel connected to the soul. But it is not the soul who is suffering. The suffering portion is done by, you may say, consciousness, chetna, our attachment to the body. That makes us suffer. If you are not attached, like many saintly people, they are not attached to the body, then they could be operated even without feeling any pain of this operation. So we are attached to, like sometime a child gets hurt and the mother feels so much pain. Why? Because of the attachment to the son. She feels that he or she is my part of life, or my body. Sometime a car gets a dent, or an accident, and one feels so much suffering or pain or anxiety because of that. That is again the attachment. So we have made a connection in the material world to these worldly things, and that way it is making us suffer. And same thing, that body is being given, another body, suffering body is being given because of, so that we may at least have the, at least experience that how one has to go through by engaging in sinful activity. But the best thing, the atonement also, this kind of suffering would not save him, because that desire to sin still remains. And only when you develop a higher test, then only you can give up all this sinful activity. So higher test is done by Krishna consciousness associating with devotees. So higher test has to be developed by Krishna's test. We are in the material world and we enjoy this matter thing from time immemorial. So that remembrance is there in our mind. But if we remember Krishna, then you could give up all this enjoying propensity.
Thank you, Prabhuji. My question was more about, you said a suffering body is given. So I was wondering, So is it like after death a person receives another body just for suffering through the hell? And is it like a temporary one? And when does he or she shed that off? And, you know,
yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes. It is like that. Okay.
I see. Okay, sure. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
You're welcome. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Prabhuji, there is a question in the chat. So from Pooja Mataji, she is asking, should we give Jal to Tulasi Maharani on Ekadashi? Divadashi is on Sunday. Please explain.
Yeah, plucking up the Tulsi on Ekadashi, you can pick, but for Dwadashi, you don't pick up the Tulsi leaves. There is a prayer, a mantra that we are picking you, Devi, for offering it to Krishna. I do not remember that verse or prayer to Tulsi Devi. But Tulsi Devi is very dear to Krishna, and we should be very careful, even growing, transplanting, watering, touching, remembering. So many ways, and Krishna does not accept his bhoga without any Tulsi. So Tulsi, whether even in a dry form, and sometimes nowhere it is available, at least in the mind, that I am offering Tulsi to Krishna, then also that would be helpful. So Tulsi should not be picked up on, I think it is on Dwadashi day that you don't pick up Tulsi, you pick up a day before and keep it in the refrigerator and use it to offer to Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for that answer. So water, should we pour water? She's asking again.
Yeah, watering, growing, putting some fertilizer, like cow dung or something like that, and replanting in a different pots, decorating and putting some cloth and decorating Tulsi Devi, and offering to the lotus feet of the Lord. Everything is very, very, it is all devotional practices.
Okay, Prabhuji, thank you so much. So on Ekadashi also, we should offer water. Mataji is asking.
Yeah. You could offer
water. Yeah.
Every day.
Okay. Okay. Oh. And Shukha Mataji is asking, Prabhuji, where is this suffering body explained?
Suffering body, it is mentioned many places, even if you read the Garuda Puran, that also gives that for suffering body. Because man cannot tolerate that kind of pain, that intense pain. Like Prahlad Maharaj had, he did not have a suffering body, but because of Krishna is there, he's protecting him. And his snake pit and being crushed underneath, elephants are thrown from, but Krishna came and protect. But for those people who are going through the hellish planet, that is, they have to get certain reaction for their sinful activity. And this, just ordinary body would not be able to get all this, but they get all the pains and everything, but by in that body, suffering body.
Okay, thank you so much, Prabhuji. Pooja Mataji, on Dwadashi Sundays, what you are coming to say, I don't understand, Mataji. So is it about planting, means watering the Tulsi Mata? Is it so? If you can unmute. Yeah, I think Prabhuji has told daily we can water Tulsi Maharani. Yes, Prabhuji? Is that right?
Yes. According to the need, it should not be too wet or too much water sitting on there, like in the rainy season. You should throw that water.
Okay.
Because the yes. roots get affected.
Clear for you now. Yeah, depending upon the temperature, Mataji. So it should not be dried up, that's all. So you can see about how your surrounding is, and then you can water accordingly, Mataji.
And it should be protected from too much sun. And so you should put some cover on top, some greenish green, something.
So it does not get 48 degrees there in Haridwar.
That's a very, very, very hot. And there should be some cover, some cloth or some green kind of, so it is, does not get so much burn. Like, we don't like to be in such a hot weather. And she's there 24 hours, so which is not proper.
Hmm.
She is a Devi and she should be properly respected.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for that wonderful For that wonderful class and wonderful answers also. So devotees, if no more questions, we can end up our call here. I don't see any raised hands and also in chat. In chat also I don't see any questions. So devotees, if no more questions.
Dhruva. There is somebody, Dhruva.
Yeah, Dhruva is raised hands. Yes, Prabhuji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Mataji, sorry I did not change my name. It is Bhakti Prada, my son's name. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam.
Dandavat Pranam Prabhuji. Prabhuji, I have my Tulsi at home and it is summer time. So normally we keep outside, but because of some squirrel problems, we are not keeping them out.
Okay.
So we are... our home temperature is maintained because we are keeping like AC and all. Our home temperature will be maintained. So is that okay if we keep her inside only throughout the summer and don't keep her outside? Is that okay? Or else should we compulsorily keep her outside for the sun?
Sun, if you have a south-facing windows and or some artificial daylight kind of lights, then that is also all right, as long as their need for sun is there, but it could come from inside also.
Yeah.
We keep inside also our patio door and then inside. That way you could water timely, you could see timely, and having Tulsi is really very, in many, many ways it is beneficial. So you could keep inside, it doesn't matter.
Okay, Prabhuji. Yeah, actually, I was thinking if we keep outside, will we get more manjaris, or else it is same even inside or outside? That one is also my question.
Even inside also, I have seen quite a big growth inside also, indoor also. Yeah. If the light is proper, light is there, it is put on the where the where there is sun is coming at least 6 hours a day. Mm-hmm. So south side windows are helpful. And a large window, so it comes from different angles.
Yes.
Like a sunroom. Okay?
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Dandavat.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Sir, Prabhuji, do you have any question? Please go ahead.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, I wanted one more answer. One of our devotees had come and he was asking a question that when he's giving classes, and when somebody is clapping the hand and think, oh, Prabhuji did the class well. So he said, yes, all the glories go to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj, not for us. But still that craving is there that somebody should say, ah, Prabhu, you did the class well. How to remove that expectation? Because that also is coming in the way of getting Krishna Prema. We have to remove, we are just soul, not body. So how to get out of that bodily affection or battery, no, desire to,
By praying, by becoming humble, by reading the scriptures, it is all the credit really who we are. We are just a tiny speck out of so many millions of people. So we should understand our position. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has already said, Pranadati Sunichena, Taro Ivasana, Amanina Manadena, Kirtani Sadari. So if you are chanting that mood, then that will feel automatically that you will feel not, it is not your glory, it is glory to your Guru Maharaj or Srila Prabhupada and not our own. It is, we have no capacity of anything, we are really nothing. So we should really give all the credit to Prabhupada and his predecessors, Guru, and to Krishna.
Probably the biggest gunda is only the false ego. That is the biggest thing. And yes, next to that is the mind, uska chamcha mind.
Right.
This through are really taking as a toll, and the intelligence is keeping quiet. We are reading so much, we should know it is doing wrong, but intelligence is not dominating. The intelligence should dominate and then just chup karo, you have to shut them up, no, both of them.
Okay.
Yeah, just so wanted to know, so you are telling only by humility, just by praying to Lord, and requesting the mercy, we can get out of this platform.
We don't get into any ego. Otherwise, you cannot advance at all. You will remain on the same platform or go downhill. Okay?
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Thank you very much. Dhanavad pranam. Thank you. Thank you, Anita Madhuri. Dhanavad pranam.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for a nice question. So thank you so much, Shankarji Prabhuji, for that wonderful answer also. So we just have to dedicate ourselves to Krishna. So whatever glories we get, we have to give it to Prabhupada. So that's what we are doing. But still somewhere in our mind, that happiness will be there. So that's what Shankar Prabhuji also asked. So by continuous practice, we can get out of it. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for that wonderful answer. Yes, Shankar.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavad Pranam Gurusha Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. So much enlightening class, and your classes are so nice. You put so many points at the same time, and you know, you are so humble, even though you are disciple of Srila Prabhupada.
I want to become humble, yes.
No, Prabhuji, you are humble. We need to learn a lot from you. You know, you had, you know, direct interaction with Srila Prabhupada, and you got so much mercy from Srila Prabhupada. So thank you so much for giving us your valuable time and association. You do so many services. The temple you built in Khargone, it's really, really nice. I saw the video. So many Maharajas were present. So that was really amazing, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your wonderful.
Thank you, Mataji. Please bless us. Everybody, please bless us so we could continue with our service.
Prabhuji, we need your blessings.
You are like our Guru Maharaj. You are like our Guru.
Yes, yes, yes.
I am really nobody.
Yeah, you are the god brother of our Guru Maharaj. So you are just
you are like a Shiksha Guru.
Really fortunate to have you on the call, Prabhuji, because you had a very good close association with Prabhupada. So, and that's what you are delivering to us also. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So devotees, let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Mancha kalpa
all glories to
Hari Bol.
Thank you, everyone, for joining today.
Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol.